This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He missed the biggest sports story of the day, the Wiener 500. The Wiener 500. This thing could be a huge success, and I think it could also be, I don't know what direction this is going to go. Wiener 500. Still can't figure out how many laps are running. All right, so a couple things here. 2485-399-7797. Open lines here on 97.1 The Ticket. Today is National Cooler Day.
National Cooler?
Yeah.
Like the person that stands at you at the craps table, so you get off the off a heater.
No, where you put your beer to keep it cold.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Can we talk about Yetis?
We can. I mean, we brought this up in years past.
Yeah.
People love their Yeti.
They love their Yeti. And when here's what they'll invariably say. I put ice and a beer in my cooler, right. And 4 days later, it was still cold. That's awesome. But isn't that like the greatest overkill of all time? Typically, for cooler use,
Typically, sure.
You don't need it more than just to keep it cool for a couple hours, right?
Well, except if you're going camping. Or if you're going on some, like when I would go on the golf trip with the guys, we would have massive coolers we'd fill up with ice in the beverages, and we'd have to constantly get more ice because it was like a 5-day event. And
like the massive Yeti coolers, you know how much those cost?
Yeah, they're hundreds of dollars.
There was one I saw today that's over $1,000.
It's insane. It's insane. There are knockoffs that you can get for a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
Or just make up the difference and get more ice.
What's interesting is for baseball, I got a Yeti bucket. Okay. Now buckets are a big part of baseball and softball because you keep all the baseballs in there and then the coaches sit on them. Like you sit on top of the bucket.
Turn it upside down and sit on it?
No, it's got a lid.
Oh.
I don't know if there's a dugout in any baseball anywhere without a bucket and somebody sitting on the bucket. So I got one that was Yeti. If somebody gave it to me and I'm like, oh, sweet. And I said, yeah, it's affordable. But the weirdest thing is, it was like the only Yeti product that doesn't keep it cool. Doesn't have that long-standing stuff will stay cool for days.
It's just a bucket?
It's just a bucket with the Yeti name on it, And it's a cooler. You can tell it's a cooler. It, you know, feels like a cooler, shaped like a cooler. It, like, it's got that kind of thick cooler wall rather than the typical.
But it's not a typical Yeti that's going to keep it cold for a long time.
And I'll go walking through those stores and see a Yeti. Oh, that looks cool. And I look at the price tag every time thinking maybe, just maybe, the prices have calmed down. And they never have. And I can't pull the trigger on it. I cannot pull the trigger on a Yeti. Just because it's almost like whether it's principle or it's sticker shock every single time.
Yeah, with me, it's out of principle. I won't do it.
You won't do it?
No.
Mm-mm. Kang, how do you feel about the Yeti?
So I'm not a fan of the usually those, what do you call it, the travelers or whatever everyone has now, right?
Like the coffee mug with the
tumblers?
Yeah, tumblers. Yeah, that's what it is. Thank you, Gator. You're a big, you know, you're a basic guy.
That's me. I'm basic.
You're basic. So anyways, I'm not a fan of those because like the way the you know, fluids or liquids come out on the lip, it kind of like, I don't know. I think it's messy. But one day I had to borrow my wife's tumbler, and it's a Yeti tumbler. And I usually drink black iced coffee. I don't like hot drinks. I think we've spoken about this before. I like my drinks cold, my soups hot. So I had this iced coffee I bring in, and I put an ice cube, a big ice cube in, like a whiskey ice cube, Peter. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, big... Digging.
Brick?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That thing was still a big ice cube that night, okay? In this Yeti tumbler. I'm like, this is real.
Oh, it's real.
The Yeti, I don't know what they're doing. I feel like it's not good for you to keep something this cold this long. That can't be healthy. I don't know what it is. It's not right. It's not normal. No,
it's the insulation. It makes, it's the proprietary, whatever they use with the insulation. But
yeah, I don't think it like should be good for you.
Yeah, the tumblers work amazingly well. Yeah. There's no doubting that. And if I have any Yeti tumblers, it's because they've been given to me, either as a Christmas present or because it was, you know, somebody had a business and they were businesses always have the tumblers that they give away as gifts, right? And so I have friends that say, hey, I got an extra one of these. You want them? Sure, I'll take one of those. And we've had them here at the station. They've given them out.
So do you remember a couple of years ago, everybody went absolutely crazy about the Stanley Cups?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did they cut into Yeti? Is it the like?
Well, it was a totally different thing. I mean, because it wasn't about insulating and keeping it cold. It was just a style, and it was the 40-ounce Stanley Cup that came in pink or something like that. Wasn't that all the rage?
I have no idea. I honestly don't know why.
People like the style more than anything, but I think they did work, Gator. I think they were still keeping things cool and or hot, whatever you wanted.
Yeah, but, and again, at a fraction of the cost.
You put your beer in a Yeti, and it's still cold in August. You know, I mean, it's...
Oh, dude, the Yeti cooler, you could bring, you know, something back from space. It would be the same temperature.
What's crazy, Gator, you brought up a very good point because I have no use for it. We don't do a lot of camping. I don't need, the only time I could think where I was glad I had a Yeti is during a power outage. And I could load all the food we have into a Yeti cooler, right? Keep it cold while you're waiting to get your power back, but. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Billy. You're on Ice. I'm on a ticket. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
I have a Yeti, and I'm not real crazy about the Yeti because if you have an Yeti and you put ice in it, it will not last. It'll melt like quicker than anything. You got to buy these packs that they sell, or even maybe another brand might sell them, but the packs will work. But for the money you pay for a Yeti, I'm not sure if it's worth it because it doesn't keep it cold with ice.
So you're saying ice packs work in there, but the actual ice does not? It melts too quickly?
Yes.
Let me ask you this because I wouldn't know because I've never had a Yeti cooler. But if the ice melts, does it still keep it at a colder temperature? I mean, it's going to melt if it's above 32 degrees. Does it keep it at like 40?
Man, I don't know if it's 32 or higher than that, but...
Well, it has to be because it's going to melt the ice. That's just physics.
It doesn't last as long.
So, right. Well, I understand the ice won't, but I'm saying is the temperature of the water that's in there, is that cold enough that's going to keep everything else cold regardless?
I don't know. I've had it like that way before. It's cool at best. I mean, in a hot day, you want a nice cold beer or a beverage, and sometimes it's not ice cold. So you think that kind of money for a cooler.
You think it's oversell, that they aren't as good as everybody says they are?
That's my opinion, yes.
Okay. We got this feedback here from a listener who says, the only thing I hate about Yeti is that every sucker, I mean, everybody that buys one becomes a Yeti salesman. They love to talk about their stupid $900 cooler. Yeah, agree.
This is true. It's at a Yeti. Oh, you want to hear about it?
Yeti guy. You're not a fan of Yeti guy.
Oh, you don't want any of this. Oh, you want to know about the Yeti? Yeah, well, sit down. Let's have a beer. We'll talk about it.
Well, is it the point that you don't want to hear about the Yeti, but they tell you anyway?
Mm.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Andrew and Howell, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good.
So the Yetis are great, but the one thing that makes them not practical is the weight once you load them up. Like, if we're going somewhere and you have that thing loaded with ice and whatever, like, my wife physically can't move it. So we always resort back to the cheap, like, igloo coolers for the simple fact that they have wheels. Like, why isn't Yeti upgraded to the wheels?
Well, I was on their website today. I think they do have a cooler with wheels available.
The four-wheel drive now, aren't they?
Yeah, they have a. They're called. Yeah, they've got one now with wheels. For what it's worth, a regular Yeti cooler with wheels is $450.
Oh my god!
Yep, igloo all the way.
Thanks. 248-539-9797.
Just buy more ice.
The biggest, the Tundra 350 hard cooler from Yeti, $1,500.
Oh, come on. Well, how big is it?
It's massive. It fits 549 cans.
That's a lot.
One full six-foot human body.
It also fits 353 pounds of ice.
One Walt Disney.
353 pounds of ice. That's awesome.
Wait a second.
But that guy's right. You can't move it.
What is that, a cold plunge?
I mean, it says 353 pounds of ice.
How do you hold 350? That's insane.
The thing's a monster, man. Like, this
when you go and buy a bag of ice, you can buy the 5-pound bag, or what's the other? The 10-pound bag, basically?
I think it's 20, but.
Okay, 20. Let's go 20-pound bag of ice.
Yeah.
How many of those?
Apparently, it can fit approximately 15 of those.
Good God.
It's like a graduation party, though, man. Like a wedding in your 17 backyard.
17 of those.
Whatever. That's what it's for.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Hey, it's Doug Carson. Memorial Day deals are going on all month long at Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for just $282 a month for 24 months with $1,999 down. $282. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke and Sterling Heights, 87-SAY-SARAH, saysarah.com. Together, let's drive with GM employee discount and Chevy lease in the household, 10,000 miles per year plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends June 2nd. It is the Carson Anderson program on a Friday. Tigers take one on the chin last night, 7-0. If you sat through the whole thing, call up and get your badge of honor. It was pouring rain. They were getting shut out. It didn't really get out of hand till late. They were still in it. I mean, bottom of the eighth inning, the bases loaded, nobody down, and only down 3-0, but they did not come through. K.
I'm going to guess those guys didn't sleep well last night.
It probably sucked. But, you know, A.J. Hinch downplayed it afterwards. He said, look, guys, we out-hit them. We just didn't get the hits at the right time. We have gotten the hits at the right time. You know, that can happen, but you know, we're doing a really good job of that, so it's not a crisis. I'm paraphrasing here. But if you know, any thoughts on the game, and if you sat through the whole thing, call up and get your badge of honor, 248-539-9797. Also, Lions, feels like some fears were alleviated yesterday with the announcement that Hutch is now 100% cleared for all football-related activities. It is late May, so, you know, a long time till the season goes, but hopefully for those that were really concerned or really wanted them to aggressively upgrade the edge rusher position, does this take away some of those concerns, and do they not have to be as aggressive, at least for now, right? I mean, you can't sack anybody in a game until September, but you know, you feel, if you were worried, are you less so? 248-539-9797. And today is National Cooler Day. And we got talking about Yetis, and really if they're overrated. We've gotten some significant feedback that they're overrated.
Well, the price is going to say that, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I'd have to compare, like, look up a igloo cooler and see what those prices are in comparison. And obviously there's Yeti is higher quality, but look at how much more you're paying for them.
Yeah, and there's a place for Yetis. In my life, the only place for them, however, would be during a power outage. If you're going camping and like you're going fishing and you're going to be gone for a week and you need to keep something cool forever, I suppose it makes sense. But given sort of our lives, probably don't need one. But 248-539-9797. Derek is next. Hello, Derek.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're good.
The thing about Yetis and the fan following that comes with it is the people that put the stickers on their trucks. And it, more often than not, cutting in front of you on the freeway. And and then, do you know what's worse than that? The people that have two Yeti stickers on their truck.
Oh, boy.
Like, they have really got to tell you that they are a fan of cold things.
Like, make no mistake about it. I'm a fan of cold
Absolutely
things.
Absolutely not.
I know it's interesting. You're drawing the correlation between Yeti sticker guy and being a rude driver, an inconsiderate driver.
Oh, yeah. The pipeline is right there for you.
Let me ask you a question, Derek. Would you choose not to hang out with Yeti sticker guy?
You know, I'm going to give everybody a chance, but, you know, I think he'll be able to make his own choices on if we ever hang out again.
He's already got one strike against him.
His true character will be revealed soon enough, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a certain kind of guy that's going to put not only A, buy the Yeti cooler, but two, put the Yeti cooler sticker on his car.
Yeah.
That's a certain special someone.
And in between, We the People flag.
Okay. Yeti guy wants you to know I'm Yeti AF.
Yeah. So I went to Igloo's website, and the biggest cooler they have is the Party Bar, 125-quart cooler that can hold 158 cans.
All right, let me see if I can find the Yeti equivalent, because what I mentioned, the one that fit 300 cans.
And this one's got wheels. And it's got a bottle opener on the side.
All right, let's
got a nice little cooler here.
All right, so I got one here with wheels that fits 82 cans. How many did you say?
158. So twice as many.
The one with wheels for Yeti has 82 can fit 82 cans. You got Igloo?
Yeah.
How much does the Igloo cost?
$200.
Okay, the Yeti costs 450.
And it holds half as much.
Yeah, half as much.
But
it can keep stuff cold until August.
Cooler, longer.
Anthony, you're next. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, afternoon, guys.
Hey, Anthony.
So the thing is with the Yetis, in order for them to keep things cold, you have to pre-soak them. So you're basically dumping ice in it, letting it cool down, dumping the ice out, and putting more ice back in.
Wait, what do you mean?
And then...
Well, hold on. You got to do what?
You say you got to cool it first?
Yes.
So you cool it down with ice, let the ice melt, pour it out, then put the stuff in there, and then pour more ice in there, and that's how it works?
You're cooling the cooler, so it'll keep your stuff cold.
You got to take that precaution first to get the most out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Are there instructions for that, or is that something you learned?
No, they are. They recommend it.
So I wonder if that works with other coolers, too.
Probably not as well, because the Yetis are better insulated, but you have to get them cold so that they work to their maximum efficiency.
Okay. Gator, does that sound like a lot of work?
I mean, it sounds like a lot of work. Sounds like a waste of ice, but if the ice lasts longer the second time you put it in there, does that outweigh the other alternative, which is to constantly have to get ice because it's melting.
Johnny McComb says 537 pounds of ice. That cooler must be part of the Jeffrey Dahmer signature series.
Oh, man.
That's dark.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah. Hey, but no, that caller, we get a lot of texts on it, guys, that you do have to, like, you don't maybe have to fill it all the way with ice, but it's so well insulated. Whatever the temp is, you know, at the moment, that's what it's going to do. Okay. So if it's warm, gotcha. Yeah, it's going to make things more warm. If it's colder, then it's going to keep things cold.
Yeah, okay. People say the ice melts right away. Start it off with a warm cooler. I guarantee it. Next one, if you keep a cooler in your warm-ass garage, it's going to be really warm, and the ice is going to melt. It insulates. If it's warm, it'll keep it warm.
Okay. I hear you. It's like a McDLT.
Here we go.
Cold stays cold, the hot stays hot.
Yeti people are iPhone people. They only talk about their Yeti.
Yeah, there you go.
Buy Arctic. Buy Arctic, same thing and cheaper. Yeti pending patents are expired and other knockoffs that are exactly the same. There are other knockoffs that are exactly the same. Okay.
Arctic, so it's R-T-I-C, I believe.
Arctic, yeah. A-R-C-T-I-C.
Well, I think the brand is Arctic is actually A-R-T-I-C.
Is it? Okay. He wrote Arctic. I don't know the brand, but.
Hard coolers.
You got it?
Yeah. There's a 52-quart ultra-light wheeled cooler.
Okay. How many cans?
See if it says 78 can capacity.
Okay. This is really similar to the Tundra Hall wheeled cooler from Yeti, which has 82 cans.
$251.
$450.
It's kind of a cool logo.
Is it?
Yeah.
You'd be an Arctic guy?
I could.
Patrick on a cell. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Great. All right.
I would love to call in and trash the whole Yeti brand, Yeti lifestyle, but we're fans. They really do keep stuff ultra chilled and hot, too. Yep. So I don't know these guys calling in saying the ice melts. We've never had that problem with any of our Yetis. So hate to admit it, we're fans. We don't really promote them, but they are the best.
I gotta say, it sounds like they're a part of the family, like your pet, like any of our Yetis, any of our Goldens are just the greatest dogs in the world. But any of our Yetis, they've always treated us well. They've never strayed.
I get it. I did want to say something. It was interesting. Your other caller said that, you know, the wheeled ones, and then we have an old school Yeti, the duffel bag style. That thing gets way overloaded, and we normally resort to using that individual in a old school like igloo cooler. So that's the only kind of big knock that we have against them. But you'll never see a Yeti sticker on my car. Never.
Good. You draw the line.
Well done, Patrick. Don't
draw
do that.
Draw the line there. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
I got to tell you, these Arctic coolers,
yeah,
they have really cool color schemes.
Do they?
Yeah.
A-R-T-I-C, you said?
It's R-T-I-C.
R-T-I-C.
Go RTICOutdoors.com.
Okay.
They are really cool color schemes on these things.
All right.
One, it's called the Patriot, red, white, and blue, that looks like Pepsi.
Do you have a need for a cooler?
Not really, but I'm kind of wanting one right now. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
These things are cool.
Have you seen the halftime cooler? I'm like, look at this one that's like a square.
Is it a hard cooler?
Yeah, halftime water cooler. It's square. It's kind of cool looking.
Oh yeah. Sure. There you go.
Yep.
And again, cool color schemes, right?
Yep.
Gator, it's a guy thing, man. Like, I have an oversized cooler that I don't use nearly as enough like I thought I would. But I'm still encouraging you to buy one because I think it's awesome. Because this is what we do. We see, we're like,
right.
Damn, that cooler looks sweet. I want to get it and put it in my garage and never use it.
I use it. I actually use my, well, when I had the boat.
Because it's a cool color.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. When I had the boat, I ended up buying coolers all the time. I have a big oversized cooler. It's rather large, but because I have people over periodically throughout the year, it actually makes sense because I use it. But before that, I had a cube cooler, which looked cool and seemed cool, but isn't. And then I've got like smaller coolers. I had all different kinds of sizes based on who was going on the boat or how many people were coming over to the house. You know,
like a jacket, man. You don't wear the same jacket all year round.
Right, exactly. You want, you know, options.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm digging these Arctic coolers.
I'm telling you, just get it.
We discovered something today.
This one is sage and beach color. That's cool looking.
I got a bit of a Tiger trivia question. We'll get to that today at 11:35. But straight ahead, Jansen explained something to me that we asked on the show yesterday. That at 11:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, attention golfers. Let Twin Peaks be your new 19th hole. If you're hitting the links on these hot summer days, which are about to come, cool off after your round at your local Twin Peaks. Why go to Twin Peaks? That's easy. For starters, nothing cools you off better than their 29-degree draft beer or cider. They pour your favorite draft at a bone-chilling 29 degrees into a mug that's been freezing for a minimum of 6 hours. There isn't a golf course in the state that can offer that up. Now pair that with food from a scratch kitchen, and you'll want to stay there long after you're off the course. Hand-smashed and seared burgers, house-smoked brisket and ribs, hand-breaded chicken tenders, boneless wings. They got the fresh salads with house-made dressing. They got everything you want to recoup after a long day on the course. Bring in your scorecard and receive a free chips and queso appetizer to beer with those pair with those beers, rather. That's cool. What makes it even better? Wall-to-wall TVs, so you're not missing any of your favorite teams in action. There's the beautiful Twin Peaks girls serving it all up. If you're in town for the long holiday weekend, be sure to head up Sunday for the Indy 500. Start your engines. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do I want to add to the cart?
Dude, but we are at the beginning stages of an obsession. It's no longer, is Gator going to get one of the Arctic coolers? It's how many?
Man.
So you are all on board with the halftime cooler on National Cooler Day.
Well, I just realized something about it.
Here we go.
It's got this thing, this feature called the dual fast fill taps. Two uniquely designed fast fill taps make it easy to fill twice the amount of drinks at once. It's a drink dispenser that they have in this thing. And to advertise it, they've got a picture of it being filled up with vodka. I can make two mixed drinks at one time, have them sitting in this cooler, and it's got a dispenser at the bottom. Kenny's on board. Can you down?
We could be done at the same time.
I mean, come on. And the colors of these things, the color scheme. I don't care. Do I want the plum and lavender? Yes. Am I all about sage and beach? You bet your ass. I already talked about the Patriot. Looks like a Pepsi can. It's awesome.
Dude, how about
pond and pale pink? Why not? It's awesome. I mean, the marine and fresh mint?
They sound like scented candles.
No, this goes back to Gator's love of HGTV and like just styling a home. Yes. I'm telling you, that's why he loves these color schemes, Doug.
They got good color schemes.
No, I've never seen someone so excited about the color schemes of coolers.
Here's the other thing. A, not Yeti.
Not Yeti.
B, a quarter of the price.
Right.
Now, does it keep stuff cool until 2028? Probably not.
The 3-gallon size is $90, and then they got a 6-gallon size. Oh, look at this 6-gallon daddy. Look at that one. It's even taller. It's just built straight up. It's like a Bigfoot home.
He was getting all worked up during the commercial break. Jimmy wants to know, pouring all the stuff in it, then you have to clean it.
What, just add water? How tough is that? Get the hose out?
No, I'm just saying.
Don't you clean your cooler anyway?
Usually. Just rinse it out.
It's all right.
Plum and lavender. You've made it this far in life without a plum and lavender Arctic cooler.
I know. I'm surprised by this.
This is going to end, isn't it?
I'm just, there's a lot to like with these. It's all I'm saying.
There you go.
It's all I'm saying.
Okay, so yesterday, do you remember the Bigfoot story?
I didn't even see the Trailblazer.
What's the Trailblazer?
My goodness. The 52-quart ultralight cooler, but it comes in Trailblazer color, which is like a gold with orange and then like a taupe, a dark color. Oh, my God. I'm Gatorpalooza may come earlier this year. I don't know. Okay. I just don't know.
He's on board. Wow. He's on board.
I mean, that's the hard coolers. I can't imagine what the soft coolers are going to look like. They look like purses.
And you're out on that?
A couple of them look like purses. The problem is this strap. They got the everyday cooler, which can go 6-can up to 28-can. Who doesn't love it in a can?
Are you guys on the website right now?
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking at? Yeah. Did you go to scroll down on the front page to the real deal?
The real deal?
Yeah, I just want to ask your opinion on the picture they use to sell these. Like, what is... Okay, so, Gator, are you scrolling down? Right? Okay, describe to the people, Doug, what you're looking at.
So, it's a cooler sitting on top of what looks like a vehicle.
An RV.
Something yeah. like that.
And there's two people also sitting on top. It's a woman.
It's a couple, yeah.
And the woman is holding and playing a banjo.
A banjo! A banjo!
And the guy is leaning in, listening.
Intently. And he also has a little bit of a scowl on his face like, damn it, you're better than I am. And she's wearing, I mean, they're in the out, this is a fall scene. They're out, they're clearly hunting yeah. and fishing yeah. is what they're doing. They are hunting and fishing,
not
taking a little
banjo.
Break while she's busting out the banjo. Like she's reliving the scene from Deliverance without, you know, the freaky
with
stuff.
All the, with all the weird stuff.
Yeah. And he's like, is it my turn? Can I play yet? I want to impress you.
This is crazy.
Meanwhile, here's our Arctic cooler with our Zima on ice in the inside.
Hysterical. That doesn't dissuade you from getting your Arctic cooler.
I mean, not really.
Yep.
No, it's funny. It's definitely funny.
from a listener. Gator in his drink dispenser cooler. He hasn't been this excited since he was in Dog Row.
Taking me back.
Strong statement.
They got backpack coolers?
Yeah.
Come on. You know you want them.
How many of these are you going to get? That's the question.
Oh, they got a camouflage lightweight backpack cooler? It comes in camo. They'll never see it coming. Where'd that beer come from? I just grabbed it. Can I have one? I don't know. Can you? Did you summon the beer gods out there to just drop this beer from the sky? And it's cold. Where did this come from? Camouflage. Man. Good God. Oh, here's one for you, Doug. The Arctic Ice lunch bag.
Oh, yeah. Bring my lunch every day.
There it is.
Yeah. I don't need to keep my lunch cold. But it's good to know, I guess, if I ever need it.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all good?
I'll be all right. I mean, maybe a couple $100 cheaper or less.
Lighter less wallet?
Light in the wallet there. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm X-ing out.
Okay, good.
X-ing out. I'm gonna back off away from the computer. Even though it's Memorial Day weekend.
Good time to buy a cooler.
I may just have to go and see where the retailers are.
All right. So remember yesterday, the Bigfoot story? Bigfoot apparently is hanging out down in Monroe now.
Oh, please.
It's been authenticated by the Bigfoot Research Organization Group or whatever the hell they were called.
Foundation of...
Brog.
Right.
So remember what those guys were doing and we didn't know what it was? They were bow fishing?
Yeah.
They were bow fishing down in Monroe when they allegedly have a confirmed Bigfoot sighting. And we didn't know what bow fishing was, but we kind of moved on. Here's the quote today from John Jansen when we asked him what bow fishing was. It's so much fun. Oh my God, it's so much fun. Bow fishing is exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, I imagine it.
You have a bow and arrow. Or a crossbow or whatever, with a fishing line attached to it and a reel. And you aim your bow and arrow at the fish, thump, and then reel it in. That is bow fishing. And
you're limited to what kind of fish you can catch with that. But
yeah, he said they usually do it for carp.
Yeah, I was going to say carp or... You know.
But as he put it, it's so much fun. Oh my God, it's so much fun.
Takes a lot of skills. You need the bow and arrow skills.
Mm-hmm.
And there's fishing skills involved too. And the water plays tricks on you, like optical illusions, in terms of how deep or how big things are when you see them in the water.
This is true.
I imagine it takes a lot of practice to become proficient at the bow fishing.
Well, I'll tell you what, maybe when you get your Arctic cooler, we can fill it up and go out bow fishing with Jansen in his boat.
He wouldn't let us on his boat.
Wouldn't let us anywhere near it. So there's that. What?
No, I'm just... I
did you go back to the same website?
I did not. I don't know if you can buy these things outside of... Well, you can buy them off Amazon, I guess. But I don't know if you can... Oh, yeah, you can. Okay, all right. Never mind. I don't know. Maybe it's just Amazon.
So maybe you're... What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm just going to see. You know, if they, I don't know if they're around in stores or not, or if you just only online sales.
Well, there's 10% off on Memorial Day. Their Memorial Day sale.
There's a sale?
Hard coolers are 10% off. Soft coolers, 15% off. Drinkware, 20% off.
Has anybody had one of these? Anybody had a drink out of the side of that one?
I don't know. Anybody got a banjo?
I have a banjo.
Well, if you want a banjo... You just get one of those coolers, and a chick with a banjo shows up.
Apparently. 248-539-9797. Doug, you should get one of those for your pod. Hey, do you know what your home's water score is? Telltale signs like water spots, dingy laundry, or dry skin indicate your water score needs to get better. Improve your
How
water
cold
score.
Is it?
It can be cold. Improve your water score by calling CGC Water at 855-339-4242. This month...
Get a free Kinetico reverse osmosis system with the purchase of a Kinetico Premier softener. If you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. 855-339-4242 or cgcwater.com. Improve your water score. Contact CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing. You're authorized.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Independent Kinetico dealer and tell them Doug Carr sent you. Reading a story today about one of our teams. Gator, do you know who Carlos Gomez is? Carlos Gomez.
A former baseball player, isn't he?
Well, this Carlos Gomez is still playing. He is a pitcher at Syracuse with an ERA of 20.25.
Well, how many innings has he pitched?
I don't know.
Seems like a high ERA.
It does seem like a higher ERA. I can look up how many innings he's pitched. But the reason Carlos Gomez is significant, Carlos Gomez is the player that the Detroit Tigers gave up to trade for Zach McKinstry. They gave up a pitcher named Carlos Gomez and in return got Zach McKinstry. And there was a story, Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic did a story about, you know, he said, who's going to be the Tiger of the day? He was, you know, doing notes and quotes from baseball. And he just said, because it very well may be this guy, Zach McKinstry, kind of bringing some national love to, you know, this player that the Tigers got in a trade with the Cubs for Carlos Gomez. Now, the one thing about Scott Harris, it feels like under Scott Harris, when they make a like a waiver claim or trade for a minor leaguer, I kind of perk up now, because you look at waiver claim of Andy Ibañez, little fanfare. Waiver claim of Tyler Holton, little fanfare. Trade for Zach McKinstry, little fanfare. And none of these guys, I mean, I don't know what McKinstry's ceiling is, but it was, it's cool to see a national writer jump on board with Zach McKinstry and giving him a little bit of love. But these, I feel like he's started to accumulate enough of these minor moves that create little fanfare that are helping this team win.
Yeah, it's hard to argue. I mean, he's had a pretty good success rate with these smaller deals that he's made. Mm-hmm. He's made attempts at big moves that he hasn't been able to land, although he was able to get Jack Flaherty back. But it is
that's another move, by the way.
Yeah, but it's the under the radar stuff that you're looking at. Like last year, they made some moves and they got some pitchers from different organizations. I think Texas was one, but it just, those guys haven't really shown up too much just yet, but maybe they have some potential.
Yeah.
A couple of starting pitchers at the lower levels.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun to watch, and you can get on board like unexpected. There's a lot of unexpected guys that have contributed to this organization, and McKinstry's cool because he's a CMU guy. Like that's fun for people to get behind. Last year, Ibañez with that huge hit to beat the Astros.
Yeah, Ibañez is just so good against left-handed pitching last year.
Yep. But he's you go find players, lesser-known players, not a big deal is made at the time, and then you turn around and a good portion of these guys, they obviously don't all hit, contributing to the best team in baseball, the best record in baseball so far. It's kind of become a Harris thing that I pay attention to. They're not all going to hit, like I said, but those lesser known moves can pay off for them.
Yeah, they certainly can. We'll see what happens now that Gleyber Torres, we don't know how long he's going to be out, if at all, but he had to leave the game yesterday with a lower leg injury. And they're going to be a little careful with him. He missed some time earlier in the season as well. Not with the same thing. It was an oblique injury, but did miss a couple weeks. But the Tigers organization is seems to be chock full of guys that can play second base.
Yeah.
So I imagine this just means Colt Keith, slide on over there, and you'll start every game against righties until Gleyber's ready to come back. And who knows? Like I said, it might just be a couple games. And then when you face left-handed pitching, Andy Ibañez can go over there. But they've got a number of guys that can do that. I mean, heck, if you could take the pressure off if you wanted to bring Chase Young back up. He could play second base. You know, that's what he was brought up originally, I believe, was drafted as a second baseman. They want him to play third, but they've got so many guys in the organization that are started off as second baseman.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see when they get late into the year what their lineup is going to look like. Like what it is now is probably going to be different than what it's going to be.
So different.
But you as the year goes on, you start seeing what guys are going to be able to sustain, what they're not going to be able to sustain. Who's going to maybe have a slump? Who's going to be better than we thought? I feel like they're an undefined baseball team still finding itself to find out what their best nine is and you know, against righties, lefties, all that.
I'm curious to see. It's not the everyday lineup because I think that's going to form just how you expect it to come when Vierling comes back and when Meadows comes back. And then they'll have some depth and decide, do they need Wenzel Perez? Is he a better option than Akil Badu for that extra guy or just a Henry Molloy? You know, you're going to have a bunch of guys competing for one final spot on the roster.
Yep.
That's not the more intriguing part to me, or the part I think is going to change more, is the pitching staff. And I think it's the bullpen. I think you can, like last night, last night's not the exposure of the entire thing, right? But John Brebbia has not been all that good for the Tigers, I don't think. And who was it? Was it Gunther that was in there last night? Again, it's another guy. You can find improvements in a bullpen. And I suspect that's probably where Scott Harris is going to focus his efforts when you get closer to the trade deadline. And who knows? You can make trades at any time. if you want to improve the bullpen. They'll take a deeper look at options they have from within, but we'll see. You know, one of the things you had brought up weeks ago, which I think is was just smart, is can guys be repurposed? Matt Manning struggled, right?
Yep.
They used him last night coming out of the bullpen, and at least I know he pitched one inning and struck out the side. So is that a repurposed possibility? Is he a candidate that can just be, hey, just worry about the bullpen? You're no longer going to be a starter kind of guy, or was that just sort of a spot situation? I don't know, but you know, it's a former first round pick. You'd like to see if there's still something there.
One of the things I brought up that might not be as smart was wondering if any of these minor league prospects that we've heard about for years actually can get to the big league level and help. Max Clark, too far away, but I think he had a grand slam last night.
He did have a grand slam last night.
But you got the guys at double A. Double A to the majors isn't ridiculous, but
kind of hard.
It's kind of hard, yeah. And it's not like there's a ton of openings.
Oh, they usually, with this crew, I mean, the Scott Harris's administration, they promote guys spot to spot. You don't see guys make the jump from double A to the majors unless maybe it happens in an off season where they just you kill it in spring training or in fall ball and you got to do what you got to do. But yeah, it seems like they definitely have a progression. So a guy like Trey Cruz is an outfielder who's doing awfully well. Well, he's kind of cooled off the last couple of games at Erie, but has an OPS, it was going into yesterday over 900. Now I think it's just slightly below. But that's a guy that has been in the system for a few years, and now finally it's clicking with him as a 26-year-old, I believe.
Yep.
But it's another outfielder, which that's not exactly what they need at this point. But there are players like that that are starting to get looked at. Roberto Campos, who's at Double A now, he had a big game yesterday. I think he had three hits in the game last night, and now he's hitting close to 290.
What's funny is when you're doing things the way the Tigers have been doing them, because there have been multiple occasions where a guy's name came up over the last decade, and all of a sudden some pitcher would be starting, and I'd be going, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah.
Never heard of him. I feel like they've drafted well enough.
Like, who's Cater Montero?
Right. Well, that's an example, but we're not going to be stunned anymore at some of the players because they're getting a lot of praise for what they've done at the minor league level, so... You know, that there some guys, not all of them, are going to be household names before they even get here. Others will be players you've heard of, but maybe not household names, but many, you know, hardcore Tiger fans will have heard of. So we'll see how it plays itself out. A lot of baseball to be played. Disappointing last night happens. Tigers, 7 hits. Cleveland, 6 hits. Mm. Cleveland, 7 runs. Tigers, no runs.
Mm.
A few too many walks and just not enough timely hitting. It's Carson Anderson, open lines. 3 more games to go against Cleveland. You want to keep talking Tigers? Let's go. 248-539-9797. Got another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? Coming up at 12:35. Additionally, we will get into some Q&A with some Lions beat writers as they got off-season workouts going on right now. A lot of people talking to the media. Is there a Lion out there that it's do or die for him this year? We'll get to that in the noon hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic
salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.